Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first day of the NFL draft in Green Bay saw capacity crowds just an hour or so after officially opening. The NFL notified people at 6:20 that the crowd had reached maximum capacity and that general admission was paused. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told the crowd that Green Bay has a population of 107,000, but the draft saw 125,000 plus visitors. The NFL said official counts from yesterday's draft was 205,000 sports fans. The NFL draft in Green Bay continues through Saturday at Lambeau Field and Titletown. The NFL Foundation and the Green Bay Packers together awarded a $150,000 grant to the nonprofit ComputeOpt organization yesterday. That organization will now use the money to give almost 500 new and refurbished computers and other devices to Oneida Nation students to use in school and at home. In town for the NFL draft, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell toured the school as part of the NFL Inspire Change event. A Shawano County man was sentenced to 11 years in prison and 9 years extended supervision this week for 16 counts of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, 3 counts of possessing a silencer, and 1 count of possession of fentanyl. The other 61 charges against 34-year-old Kyle Matcha were dropped. The criminal complaint says Matcha was arrested after police responded to a domestic disturbance at his home. They found dozens of weapons, including 46 long guns and 23 handguns, and more than 1,300 pounds of ammunition. Matcha has prior convictions for possession and bail jumping. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Deary Barr. Whether they wear a mask, cape, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion, not an obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, we got Gizmo in the house.
Hey. How are you?
We're going to be doing a card trick, so should they bring out a deck of cards?
If you've got some cards at home, grab them and get them ready.
Grab a deck of cards, people. Gizmo's going to do a, what do we call this, an electronic
demonstration.
Magic
it's trick? It's a demonstration of creativity.
Okay, that we'll way. Go with that. But, got a text here. I honestly don't think visitors from outside of Green Bay have an idea what Booyah is. Maybe you guys could explain it.
I think the two of you are... Well, we're all three of us are working it, but
yeah, there's a history to it that I've heard that someone down in somewhere southern Wisconsin, I was interviewing someone in the 30s or way back, and they said, what are you making there? And the guy had such a thick accent, he meant to say bouillon, but he said booyah.
And it was actually in the Green Bay Press Gazette, and it was 1913 or 1914, and it was at, the parish was the Finger Road Parish. And they had such a thick accent that it said bouillon, and they wrote booyah.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually...
nationality? Belgian?
I think it was Belgian. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I did not know it. But it's pretty cool. Like, one of the places that now, actually, we've had the people on the show, it's an entertainment thing. The old, what's it? The Martyrs Church? Right across from...
That's what he's talking about.
Finger Road.
Right. Yeah. But across from... the Pearly Gates. Right.
Yeah, Pearly Gates. That's where it is. Right.
Yeah,
that's where it started.
But that's the cool thing. When I was there one time for their church picnic back when it was a church, and I said, what's this little shed?
Oh, that's what it's for.
When they built the church, they built a booyah shed with the church.
I actually did a show about that called Booyah. I did.
Really?
I wrote a show about it. Got all the history. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is quite the heritage.
I think this event is going to attract out-of-towners.
I do, too.
Because Frank and I were yesterday working tours at the Northland. Some people came by from Canton, Ohio, and it's their grandfather, the boys, but they're... Yep. And he put together this is what you got to do while you're in Green Bay, and he had that on the list.
He did.
So
nice.
That's pretty cool.
Having booyah?
Huh?
Eating booyah?
No, going to the booyah contest. And Frank, that's more than just... You guys, that's more than just a booyah. They got a polka band?
Oh, they got a polka band? It's $6 to get in. You get free booyah?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And they're having a Kringle contest.
Oh, that's Kringle, too. That's right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of food, a lot of entertainment. I'm going to do the chicken dance, and I'm going to dance the beer barrel polka.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah, I learned it.
So something I grew up eating was snapping turtle booyah.
Ooh.
You ever hear that?
Shut up. You serious?
Honest to God, I've cleaned many snapping turtles in my life.
Come on. Yuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
There was a barrel up north at a tavern.
Were you joking about this?
No, I swear to God. People would dump them in there.
If we had a line of 1,000 people and said, which one of these has gutted a bunch of snapping turtles?
Wow. Oh, yeah. I've cleaned many of them. It's bizarre. My dad and his dad, it was kind of this tradition. They would throw turtle meat in with the booyah. And if ever anything tasted like chicken, it's turtle. Because you could mix it in magic. And nobody would notice. People would be like, this is great booyah. Did you recognize the turtle in there? There's turtle in here? Yeah. Yeah,
they're so gross. I wouldn't even want to eat them. They're so gross.
Yeah. Are they amphibian or something?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing, but it was something we did. And, you know, we'd have friends come up and they're like, what's your dad doing over there? He's cleaning a turtle. Oh, my God. You know, and sometimes they'd have eggs in them and then they'd be like little ping pong balls. And
okay, don't dad... scare people away.
No.
Our booyah is made by Steve Lassay, who
total
is like,
turtle free.
He told us he's like 4-0 in these contests. Yeah.
So nice.
And he made a batch on Sunday. He said it's the best, which, awesome. You know, it doesn't surprise
What's
me.
What's the over under on that, Jim?
I like the guy. Yeah. We've talked to him a couple times. He's been at the shelter. These are all nonprofits, by the way, that are competing. So that's cool. And we need an attraction to get people in our booth. So that's why we.
Yeah, I'm going to be there doing some magic, walking around, luring people in.
I don't care. I want to go back
to this turtle thing.
To the where would he find snacking turtle?
That's what I'm saying.
There was a
barrel. There was a bar up north that was designated as a turtle barrel, and people would, if you'd see one running across the road, people would pick them up and bring them to this bar and throw them in this barrel. So we'd go up for 4th of July weekend. We'd stay for a week.
What town is this?
In Lakewood, Wisconsin. Okay. We'd stay up for a week. We'd go to this tavern, and the first thing we'd do is go to the back. And my dad, we'd look in the barrel, and I'd be like, all right, there's some turtles in there, 3, 4, 5 of them sometimes. We'd bring them back to the cabin. Dad would tip the barrel over. My brother and I would hold both ends. One of us would poke them with a stick, and then they bite it, and then the other would grab the tail. And then my dad would start cleaning it. I won't get into the details. But
I've never held you in higher esteem than I'm holding you. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I got a fear of snapping turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember one time I was fishing, and you know what's so funny? It was up in Mountain.
Okay.
The town of Mountain, which is right by Lakewood.
Yep.
And I'm walking down the stream. And I thought, oh, there's a turtle shell, okay, in the mud. And I started digging it out, and it was a snapping turtle. I didn't know they, like, lived in the under.
Oh, yeah, they buried
And he
good.
Came up at me. Remember I told you about that rattlesnake that snapped at me?
Yes.
That you still think you would have wished he bit me in the face? That's the way the snapping turtle. So
they
I
are,
had a
They have
fear
a long neck.
Them.
They can bite from a long ways. You have to be careful. And they
One
have
of
a-
our texters just texted in. A lot of out-of-towners, not there was the one before that, a lot of out-of-towners don't know what booyah is. Why don't you explain it?
Oh.
When I just got this.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
My dad loved turtle soup, used to drop them off at Frog Station for them to make soup with.
There you go.
Todd. Right.
We were not alone, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're protected now, I believe. You can't.
You know what? What's next? What, you cast the first stone that hasn't killed something that's protected, right?
I'm just saying.
We've all done it.
But
right, Franco?
Yeah, you know it. You know, so I think the key to booyah, though, any booyah, is oxtail. Is the beef.
That is true.
It is the beef that you put, because it's basically, you know, you think of like a chicken vegetable soup,
right.
But it's the oxtail and the beef booyah. And that's probably what the turtle does
with
the chicken. You know, that is the
they
key
don't
to
really
booyah.
Disclose their recipes, though.
They do not. They do not disclose their recipes.
Even when I talked to Steve, he's like, I said, do you want me to get the ingredients? He goes, I'll take care of it.
It's basically, you know, it's a good vegetable. It's a good amount of, you know, something salty.
But it's the whole kettle thing. Like, he was cooking last night.
Yeah.
So
we were just talking about oxtail, weren't we?
I think that's what it was, though.
When we had our turtle booyah, we mixed in chicken because they would make it in, like, this 20-gallon thing, you know, over the fire and just stir it up. So that it was mixed in. And whenever people would eat it, they were like, I can't tell which is turtle and which is chicken, you know, so. Because people always talk about there's 7 kinds of meat in a turtle.
Okay,
I got to ask,
how did
that.
You kill the snapping turtles?
You had to cut its head off. And then they are full of nerves. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable here, but
they're too late.
They are like a chicken times a thousand, man. You cut their head off and they move for hours.
Like a snake. Snake,
hours,
same thing.
Wow!
Yeah. It's very weird.
Got a text there, Todd. Did you put that up? Reggie from Caribbean Taste makes oxtail.
Remember I was telling you?
Yeah,
good stuff.
And his, that's right. We were talking to him about oxtail. His food truck is parked with Badger State. If you go to the draft, you got to stop. I talked to him last night, and he's got like some of the, you know, brats, burgers. That's always fun to eat, cheese curds. That's great stuff. You got to have that one day, but another day you got to try something a little bit different. That's where you want to go.
I've had emu burgers before. They had them out at UWGB one year. They were doing, you know, they used to that festival out there, that summer
emu,
festival.
The insurance bird?
Yeah.
It's like an ostrich?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's a red meat. It was just like a hamburger, man. It was just delicious. Yeah. I was like, I'll try one. Okay. I'll try anything, man.
I'm so fascinated that you would kill snapping turtles and eat them.
I didn't. My dad did. But yeah, it was a thing. It was very common. Everybody, what it was is then we'd bring batches of it to the bar, and then everybody that contributed would get a bowl to take home or try it or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
Didn't
yeah.
know we ate those.
It's a weird story. I've got Frank, pictures too, man. Frank, it's crazy.
Your next theme?
My next theme is turtle.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I collected turtle shells when I was a kid. So,
seriously?
Yeah.
Did you sell the shells then? Because that would be cool.
Yeah. They're pretty cool, those big snappy turtles, big shells.
People would make them into ashtrays.
Where would you collect them from?
You'd find them on the road, like dead turtles, you know, or on the side. They're very rare. I mean, just like a deer horn. You'd find a deer horn out in the woods. I'd find a turtle shell.
Something had to have eaten all of it.
Yeah, all of it. Yes. Okay.
Lick the shell clean.
All right, Frank, let's change the subject. Talk a little bit about what you got going on, brother.
Hey, my brand new show, Brent the Musical, opens up May 7th through the 10th. Dinner Theater's back in Green Bay with Let Me Be Franks. It's going to be at the backstage of the Meyer. I can only hit 150 folks a night. There's five great shows. It's a musical about Brett Favre called Brent the Musical. We can't say that. I don't want to get sued. But it's a great story about a man who can't make up his mind, all the great characters, songs from the 70s, and a lot of the music I actually wrote in this show. And it's a dinner and a show. $60, MeyerTheater.org, TicketStarOnline.com. Come and see. But it's a great event after the draft because we talk a lot. It's a softball themed show, but it's all football references in the show. And
what's the dinner?
The dinner's an Italian buffet.
Really?
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna do lasagna. We're gonna have some fettuccine. We're gonna have a salad, and you get dessert also. Yeah.
Nice little Chianti.
Nice.
John's wheels are turning.
Yeah, right. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Hello, Clarice.
Hello. So come on out, join Dinner Theater once again with Frank's Dinner Theater. That's where we started 27 years ago at the Sports Corner. We're bringing it back.
And then what are you doing today?
Today, I am Curly Lambert. I'm going to be the MC of the Booyah Bash or Booyah Contest downtown Green Bay, 10 to 1 p.m., along with Mayor Jim Schmidt down there. We got, I believe, 12 booths.
And they're all nonprofits.
Okay, nonprofits.
Okay, can I just say one thing, though? I hope he doesn't win. Even though his cook is one of my greatest friends in the world, he's cheating.
How?
Because normally you'd be like, oh, I'm going to cook the Booyah myself. He's bringing in a ringer.
No, ringer! A ringer!
I was going to bring in a guy from the community shelter, Ezra, you like Ezra. Yeah, he's a good cook. But they gave us, they said, you got to bring in this guy. So, well, they have to bring in a chef. So we
want
to
win, man.
We do. We want to win. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, are you going to that?
I'm not. I got my son is Shrek and Shrek the Musical in the Brilliant High School tonight. Cool. So I'm going to go home and take a nap, and then I'm going to go see him his premiere as Shrek. He's fantastic.
So this afternoon, on McCarthy Way, there's a super sports fan tailgate party, and it's people like last night. You saw the people there from all the teams dressed up. Yep. They're all going to this thing, and a lot of Packer fans as well. Cool. That's from 2 to 5. Then I'm going home and taking a nap till Saturday.
You've been going, both you boys.
I know.
Been going.
So, but anyway, it's like you said, you got to, let's lean into this thing right now. It's
absolutely. Like, I got that event at Heritage Hill.
Right. That's it.
For the one NFL
all
draft.
All kinds of stuff going on. So now, do we have time for a magic trick here?
Yeah, but
we're
going to get rid of Franco because he's got to go take a nap.
He's going to go
I got to go brush my teeth and get ready for the
thanks for being here, Frank.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Frank, guys. I appreciate you getting me on. Thanks, guys.
I give you credit, man. Burn the candle at both ends there, huh?
Always what
I
do.
Wow, you're not young anymore. Did you know that?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Am I?
You've lost weight.
Actually, you know what? You're talking about the oxtail thing.
Yeah.
I tried ordering a thing, the ox tallow.
For your skin. Got it.
You got some.
Dude,
bring me some.
Here's the deal. It works. It actually works. And it doesn't smell like lard.
Right.
It smells pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring me some.
Got some.
Oh, thanks
for doing me.
That's exactly what we want. We want Mino smelling pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Oh, man, that's so
good
cool.
Good seeing you, Frank.
Yeah. Gizmo, how you doing?
Good, man. I am doing so good.
Folks, if you're listening at home.
Grab your cards.
Grab a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Trust me. You will be amazed.
Got 2 minutes, Gizmo? You want to start it now? Or when we come back?
Let's come back. That'll give people time to grab their cards,
okay.
Right?
Grab a deck of cards, people.
Gizmo, what else you got going on? What's going on at Evergreen?
There's so much going on. Now, I did notice that you had Michael Ayango on here last week. He was talking about all the stuff going on with Evergreen, so I kind of don't have to cover too much of that.
Well, no, it's okay to...
It's okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's some great stuff coming up. The Vultures is coming up. That's who he was here for.
Yes.
And then there's a kid's show, Briar Rose, which is the story of Sleeping Beauty. I'm helping with that set. It's a really cool set, actually. Thank you very much. I saw your paintings in the background, and I know I don't know him, but I know of him, who painted with the cleat and the football.
Oh, yeah, Spencer.
I've done some things like that. I do a lot of painting, and I don't use footballs or cleats, but I've used some unique things to paint, and that's just a fun thing.
I'm sorry. People like you... pee me off.
Yeah?
Where you get so many talents. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
It's well, like, how we're all born equal? No, we're not. I mean, we're sitting here watching Spencer that day, and Jim and I looked at each other.
Turn around.
Is this real?
Yeah.
He's creating this thing with a football?
Right. I want to say it was either Picasso or Monet or whatever, but he said, you know, you just need to know where to put the color. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah,
you just need to know where to put the color.
Okay, huh. Wish we had taken that class.
I mean, I got nothing. I can sing. That's the only thing I have. Ooh. We're going to start a quick break. Back up.
Grab your cards.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning NFL draft. Of course, round number two coming up today. And we got Gizmo in the house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not even joking about this. If you have a deck of cards, Gizmo is going to do a trick over the airways.
This will be fun.
That will amaze you.
Yep. Go ahead, Gizmo.
All right. All you have to do is follow the directions and the magic will happen in front of you. I need you to make two piles of cards. And I've done something similar to this. This is a different version of a similar trick. But here we go. So make two piles of cards. But actually, look at that one. It's got your name on it, John. Let me grab those cards back from you. Actually, I gave you the wrong deck. Let me get those cards from you. Yeah, I know, right?
Did you do that on purpose?
I did. That's got your name on it, right?
It's your deck. This is my
I'm not even joking about it. So I just cut the deck of cards, just random.
Yeah,
it's and he, the
it's
card
and your too. Name showed right. up on it.
It did.
Oh, they're all like that.
Right. No, except for some of them are like that.
Yeah. Okay.
What the hell?
Time.
Right? I know. 7 minutes. All right. So here, I'll give you a different deck. There you go. All right. Sorry, I gave him a marked deck. Technically.
That's wow.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're gonna do. I want you to make two small piles, and they both need to have the same amount in each pile. So let's say less than 10. So make two piles of like 3, or two piles of 6, or two piles of 4, or whatever you want. Don't tell me. You don't tell me what your pile. How many are in your pile? Yeah. Just make two piles so they're the same in both piles. So if you have 4, make two piles of 4. If you have 6, two piles of 6. And then I need you to keep the rest of the cards in your hand, all right? So the discard pile stays in your hand.
All right.
Now I need you to take one of those piles and push it away from you, OK? Okay, that's the away pile. Then the toward you pile is going to be the one you pick up. Now, take the rest of the discard pile in your hand here. You got it in your hand there. There you go. Pick up that small pile and look at the bottom card. The little small, the small pile in front of you there, John. There you go. Look at the bottom card. Memorize it.
All right.
You got it memorized?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, add that little stack back to the top of the discard pile, to the rest of the card, right on top. Now, grab the whole deck. Just like that, and put down five cards face down, one on top of each other. One, two, three, four, five, like that. And did you remember your card now?
Yes.
We're going back to that. Okay. Now, put down three more cards, actually. One, two, three.
On top of that pile?
Yeah, right on top, right on top. You know what? Let's go three more. One, two, three. Three more. Okay. That should be good. Let's pick up that pile now and put them on top of the discard pile. Pick them all up, put them on top of there. And now you've got the pushed pile out in front of you. Grab those two and put them right on top of the discard pile.
Do what?
The pile that you pushed away. Put those right on top of the pile.
Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Now I need you to spell some stuff, right? We're going to spell what with cards. So W-H-A-T. You can flip these up if you want. Doesn't matter. W-H-A-T. Spell that word with cards. One letter per card. So W-H-A-T, as you flip the cards, you get one letter per card. Okay. And then the.
Wait a minute, how many cards? Four or five?
Four, yep, four. W-H-A-T, okay. Right? And then the word the, so T-H-E. T-H-E. Okay. And then the word heck. We're going to keep this clean, right? So H-E-C-K. Okay?
Okay.
What the heck? Now, all those three words spell a sentence, and I want you to say that sentence and then flip over the next card. Okay? You ready? Say the sentence.
What the heck?
And now flip over the next card.
Yeah.
It's your card.
It is.
It is.
Todd?
Yep.
What the heck?
Keep it clean.
You know what I noticed on these Gizmo?
Yeah.
Is you have to explain more than once because of Mino.
Yeah.
You're just not very good at taking direction.
Which I knew, but
sometimes you need to be clear, you know.
So for anybody playing at home,
call us in Texas, let us know if this worked for you.
All right.
Was it your card when you said what the heck?
Yeah, thank you. It Gizmo. Was.
All right.
You never fail to shock us. And again, it's magic or
it
whatever
is.
You want to call it.
Yep.
But seeing it so up close and personal has a whole different element to it. It just does.
I agree.
You're not shy about just walking up to someone and saying, do you have a dollar?
Yep.
You do that a lot.
Oh, my God. And at my son's graduation party, that was so fun that day with you.
You know, I've had people come up to me after an event and say, you know, I'm usually, you know, introverted and I'm shy and people notice that about me. And
yeah.
You walked right up to me and started doing that. And I love that.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, hey, you're welcome. You know?
Got a text here. This guy was next to my golf ball at Brown County Golf Course last fall. William, look at the size of that snapping turtle.
Yeah. He looks delicious.
How do you know it's a snapping turtle?
Because the tail.
Oh. Yeah.
And the head, actually.
They have a specific look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, they are just mean, vicious animals.
They are. There were back in the day snapping turtle hunters that would go into the swamps and just reach in with their hand.
I've seen that.
Yeah, but you know, if you know,
what's that called? There's a term for that.
Remember,
stupid.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. No.
But it's these rednecks down from like Louisiana,
and they reach in and they grab
stuff.
Them up by the tail.
Todd, you would know.
Rednecks.
What are those guys called?
Like those alligator guys?
And a lot of it is though.
But they're for like turtles and stuff.
To be
in
fair,
like Louisiana,
though.
Mississippi, where they'll just be in those.
To be fair, though,
put their hands on
those, like when you said you saw one in the mud, they do bury in the mud, so they just feel for the shell and then they go for the tail. But sometimes they don't go the right direction and they get.
Wow.
Maybe they're wearing those like metal those gloves that are
Kevlar. No, I've seen them barehanded. Man.
Yeah, I've seen
crazy.
Them
Yeah.
Wow.
But Kevlar would be a good idea. But I think they can bite through Kevlar. I don't think Kevlar protects you from a bite. I think
snapping turtles. The amount of pressure is like mind boggling.
Yeah.
How much
and they never
bring,
let go.
Right, with their jaws. It's unbelievable.
And your dad made you catch him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, I'd love to go into detail how to clean one, but it gets kind of gross.
Yeah, no.
Did you get bit?
It's ever? On the show.
Huh?
On the show.
Did you ever get bit?
No.
Nope.
Huh? Never got bit.
Oh. Wow.
But my dad was very cautious. He gave us everything to look for, everything to watch out for, and everything to be careful of, you know, because there's just certain things you just have to do, or you're
probably going to get bit.
Gizmo, we got another minute. What else is going on in your life? I mean, you're an entertainer, obviously, with your magic. Can people... book you for special events?
Summer is coming. There's always a lot of summer events. You can find me at themagicofgizmo.com. I'm always
the magic of Gizmo.
I like that.
And, you know, I do sort of, if you see me in public, and I tell people this all the time, because some people see me and they're like, oh, I don't want to bug them. But that's totally okay.
Yeah.
If you see me and, hey, man, can you show my friend or my kid or whoever a magic? Absolutely. I always carry magic with me.
You have $5 on you?
You taught some kid at that pizza party.
Yeah, I showed him a little trick.
That made his life.
Absolutely.
I mean, just because he showed me that trick like 5 times. I'm like, that's awesome.
You never know who you'll inspire. Yeah. You know, you never
Do you have $5 on you? I want to play one hand of blackjack.
One hand is going to go.
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh.
I got 20s and twos. And ones.
They're going blackjack.
I don't have
20s and twos?
Turn it over.
I mean, 20s and
you
one.
Got a cake showing. 17.
Always got a
17. You
bust.
Win.
Bust.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it a bust? You got
I want $5.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You owe me $5?
Yeah, no.
Gizmo, it's always good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, you guys, too.
You're the best.
I love being here. I love sharing magic on the air, as crazy as that is.
We got some great music coming up next.
See you at 10.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A Wisconsin judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school. But her visa was revoked. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge here in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, end quote, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting a Milwaukee County Circuit judge is under FBI scrutiny for allegedly aiding an undocumented immigrant. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
The paper says the feds are trying to determine if Judge Hannah Dugan obstructed federal enforcement efforts by hiding a defendant in a jury deliberation room. Someone was taken into custody by immigration officials April 18th at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. The arrest marks the third recent ICE detention there. Judge Dugan denies any wrongdoing. State lawmakers are divided, with Democrats praising her for allegedly protecting due process, while Republicans condemn what they say is potential obstruction.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we talk with former Maryland governor and former Social Security Secretary Martin O'Malley, and we debunk some of the biggest whoppers of lies being told about Social Security. And yes, Donald Trump is trying to break the system.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Our America's hunters and target shooters, together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Summer's almost here. We're talking water safety on the river and lakes with Warden Darren Kuhn, and safety in our parks and pools with Director Ann Miller.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Gizmo for blowing our minds once again, coming in here and doing magic tricks in front of you. And Kalen Cole is our very special guest for our music series. And he did it to you too, didn't he?
He blew my mind. Yeah. It was insane. I was watching him the whole time.
I know. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
That's so weird to be wild. A foot and a half away right. from him and watching him do magic.
And I'm watching his sleeves too and everything.
Right. Oh, yeah. He rolled up his sleeves. Yeah, yeah. That's what he does. He's very good.
It's so great to have you back.
Yes. Oh,
yes. I'm glad to be back. This is my first time with y'all, though.
So. You know, I got to tell you something, though, and Amanda does a wonderful job at lining up our guests. We talk about this. There is really great talent in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I mean, you're one of those. I know you're from Portage and everything. You go to Nashville and the whole thing. But is that, though, Joe? Yeah. Jim, we talk about that. I don't know if it's the schools or the teachers, but, man, we get some great talent.
It's hard work that is driven into us when we were kids.
But that is true. If you want to make it with what you do, there is no other substitute than the hard grind, is there?
That's true.
And I think, you know, blessing and a curse, the sports overshadows sometimes the musical talent, you know. Theater, the visual arts, just really the paintings, the dance, and
the
obviously, the whole creative side. But, you know, I want to give the community, Appleton, Oshkosh, I mean, there's just more venues now than there used to be, which just helps people like you. Like, even you're performing this Sunday, and that venue didn't exist at one time, right? Now it does. So you start with these smaller places, and you can really, it's not like a bar and then Lambeau Field. You know, we've got so many steps that you can make on the way up there.
Yeah,
so
which is great. I mean, even the theater right downtown.
Right.
I've had a couple friends that have played there before.
Right.
That's a phenomenal place. And there's another one across the street, the Tarleton.
200.
Nice. Which is old. It was exactly the same. When I moved to Green Bay, I went to movies at both of those places.
Right, yeah. Right.
And now I want to play it both.
Yeah, they're great. You
know, and that Tarleton is really good about getting people that are just getting started. And he's even got something, even a little smaller venue, maybe 75 people, 100 people. And then you go there and
work your way up.
Right, and the Widener 2000, and you keep, there's just a lot of places. And I think that's great. Yeah. And that's just Green Bay. I mean, Appleton has they really lean into music down there.
Yeah. Oshkosh.
Music's a funny thing because you could be a second tier artist on top of, like, you know, the big names, one right below that per se. But you could be playing in a sold out place of 4,000, 5,000 people, like the Rave in Milwaukee or something like that, and then be playing a small little 25-person bar the next day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the music industry very much so humbles you. But I'm glad. I'm glad for that.
So. And by the way, it's a very cool tattoo you have on your wrist.
Thank you.
What is that?
This one or this one?
Oh, I saw the one underneath.
Well, this is just a heart with a bass clef and a treble clef.
That's cool.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into music and how did you get here? I mean, go ahead.
Yeah.
Give us your story.
I'm a very extroverted person. I feel like majority of the music industry is. But I used to, I was in choir. I was in theater when I was a child. I have a lot of my choir teachers to thank just for, believing in me and, you know, really honing in on everything.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to tell you something, and Jim and I talk about this all the time. And it's one thing I give Jim credit for. He always asks about that. Where was that spark? And so often, it was a teacher at a young age that gave those kids that spark.
Yeah. Your parents believed in you, but it's not the same. You know, sometimes you need that outsider to say, you know what, you've really got talent. It's like, and then you come home, and, my teacher said I really got talent. It's like, well, honey, we've been telling you that for years.
Yeah.
But you hear it from that outside.
Well, I mean, parents are sometimes biased.
Right. You know? Oh, yeah, we are.
And so my parents, when I was younger, my dad has a brother, and he was a musician in his college age, early 20s. And so I thought he was, you know, everything when I was younger. I thought he was like God almost. And I was like, I want to be like a rock and roll person just like you. And it was so fun. And so he is my main influence. I was around 3 or 4 years old when I was around him majority of the time.
That.
Yeah.
And that's where you got the spark.
Yeah. And so my dad was also a DJ too. And so he had
really?
Yeah.
Where?
It was a station near, I believe, La Crosse.
Okay.
Because he did it in his college years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he had all of these CDs though, because you know, back then you didn't have Spotify or whatever. Right. And so he would bring in a new TV a new CD.
What is Spotify?
He would bring in a new CD like almost every week, and it was either like Sean Paul, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley. So I had grow up on those kinds of songs, and I just was singing lyrics that I didn't even really know what meant at the time. But further on, I started doing karaoke competitions, and that's when my parents were like, are we biased, or is she actually does she have something?
Oh, yeah.
And I was, you know, taking first or third place in karaoke competitions, and I was the youngest, and the second youngest was mid-30s. So I was 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got just text here. Kalen Cole / Known Vandals collab Trent Magic.
Oh, I don't know who Trent
is. Oh, we had them in here yesterday.
Really?
See, okay. His t-shirt, very close t-shirt. They've done the theme. They wrote the theme for the NFL draft.
Wiscanthem.
That's so awesome. Yep. Yeah.
They want to collab with you.
That is amazing.
They're listening to you right now.
I would love to.
And they're a lot of fun.
Yes, please.
Very creative. Right.
Message me on Instagram @ Kalen Cole. I would love to.
What's Instagram?
With that Instagram. And it's K-O-L-E.
Yes, K-O-L-E. I tried to make it easy for people, you know, alliteration.
And these guys are great. I mean, if they want to team up with you, you'd really like these guys.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Frankie Moscato?
Yes.
Yeah, I love Frankie. She's a good friend of mine.
Oh,
and
no kidding.
I text her occasionally, and she's up here. She, you know, does the anthem for the Packers
all
the time.
Get her in here.
She's amazing. I'll have to text her. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you're 11 years old. You're cleaning up. Your parents are telling you that, and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
So your uncle came back into your life and said,
Well, he's always been around, but I actually lived with my grandparents for a little bit over a year because we just had to sell our house in La Crosse and we moved back to Portage. And so, you know, my parents were working a lot, so my grandparents kind of took care of me just for a year. But at the time, my uncle was also living there too because he was, you know, mid-20s. And so we spent a lot of time together. And I've got pictures of me with hot pink eyeshadow on, with his drumsticks in my hand behind his drum set. And I loved making noise, I guess, as a kid, as most kids do. But that just throughout school and then karaoke competitions, and then they turned into talent competitions. And then this one talent competition was in Black River Falls, and on the panel of the judges was somebody from Nashville. And I was 15, and he came up to me, and he was like, have you ever heard of Nashville, Tennessee? And this was 2016. I was like, now? Where's that? And so that summer, my parents and I took a trip down, and I fell in love. And I wanted to go to Belmont. Belmont's too expensive, so I didn't go to college.
They've got a very good basketball program.
Yeah.
Belmont does. Yeah.
I love the students that are there, too. I mean, I write with some of them here and there, but
wow.
I just didn't take the college route because college will always be there. Opportunities will not always be there. So I'd much rather use that to my advantage. Awesome. So, yeah.
If you could change places with somebody in the music business, who would it be? Who's like your favorite? Who do you like look at and say, I'm going to do this?
I love Chris Stapleton because I love him, his heart. I love how humble he is. I love just the way that he does his music and can tour, but also the paparazzi or whatever is just not always breathing down his neck. I love that.
That's all I listen to on my Sirius or whatever I got in my car now is the Chris Stapleton Network.
I love him.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, he's awesome.
So in Nashville, did you then play on Broadway? Did you go to some of those bars? And
Yeah,
that's always fun to see the talent.
Okay, hang on. Todd's interrupting us. He says, let her play.
Let's play something. All right, we'll come back with that.
Stop talking. Let her play.
Wouldn't that be funny if I like just sucked and you guys were like, ooh, this is awkward?
I got another question.
Yeah, that would be. Kaylin Cole, bring it on, young lady.
Sounds good. This song is going to be out in the fall. I'm currently in the studio right now. This one's called Goner. I wrote this with Marla Cannon Goodman and Lexi Liu. I guarantee she's got a suitcase tucked up underneath her bed frame. One look inside would be a dead giveaway, 'cause she's always ready to run, ready to jump, ready for the getaway. She's a take what you want her. You wanna hear, you're just a pawn in her game. Oh, 'cause she's on a whole nother level. You're dancing around with the devil. Then leave her alone, or nobody gonna own her. She ain't a hanger on her. No, that girl's a goner. Gone, gone, goner. Gone, 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 goner. Gone, gone. She's got a full tank, no rear view to look back, no, 'cause she ain't the needle buried in the dash, just like her heart, just like her past. She's hitting the gas, getting out fast, it's over just like that. Oh, 'cause she's the take what you want her. She's got you wanna hear, you're just a pawn in her game, 'cause she's on a whole nother level. You're dancing around with the devil, then leave her a loner, nobody gonna own her. She ain't a hanger on her, no, that girl's a goner. Yeah, that girl's a goner, long gone goner. She's a true lie, you can't right or wrong her. A goodbye, see you so longer. Nobody knows, nobody knows what haunts her. She's a take what you want her. She's got a silver tongue on her, whispered in your ear and telling you what you wanna hear. You're just a pawn in her game, 'cause she's a she ain't a hanger on her, no, that goes a goner. Yeah, that goes a goner. Long gone, goner. Gone, 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 gone.
great. Feeling cool.
Okay, you know what? You're one of those people. You're probably 110 pounds, and you got this voice that's like so strong.
Thank you.
That is so cool. Kaylin Cole back with more right after.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, Jeff, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24/7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the shed tonight.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor with our music series. And man, do we have a talented young musician here. Kaylin Cole got a text right here. Wow, she is amazing. Now that is talent. What a great guest.
That's really nice of them. Oh, I love that.
Again, though, what a great... You were just telling us during the break, though, what a tough business, huh?
It's a business, you know? Wow. It's so much more than the music, you know? It really is, so...
And that's kind of life, and you're learning that, you know? It is. You don't have an agent. No. You're not part of a... band that has a business manager.
No,
it's you.
I actually, so I do a variety of acts. I mainly do solo because it's easy logistically to go and travel and also stay. And it's a lot cheaper and financially a better option to do solo stuff. But I love bringing my friends on the road. I actually had Lexi Liu here last time with me at the station. But I also have a band that'll come up here too.
Okay.
So we're going to be up here in July and August.
And tell us about your album.
Yeah. So to be honest, I don't know what the album's called yet, but I have all the songs And I'm just getting ready to do a lot of promotion on the back end and release it in the fall.
How can we find your music?
You can find it anywhere. Okay. You can ask Alexa to play it. Sometimes if she's in the right mood, she'll play it for you.
Okay. She can be such a wench sometimes.
I
yell at her all the time.
I know. Like, yeah. I'm like, shut up.
I know, right?
But it's just K-A-Y-L-I-N and K-O-L-E. That's my artist name. That's my socials, everything. So you can find me YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify.
Todd, Todd, tell me what your text.
Ask her.
What's it like to busk?
Busking. That's so funny because somebody told me that I should do that more.
What is that? What's busking?
Busking is basically standing out on the side of the sidewalk just with opening your guitar case for tips and just kind of singing to the people that'll listen.
Do you ever do that?
I actually have never done that, and that's kind of on my bucket list. Okay. So maybe I should do that during the draft.
You know what?
Yeah.
100,000 people walking by.
Think about this. Yeah. You've got all these people lining up for the bus down here.
Absolutely.
You could probably set up right outside the studio.
Right outside of Hagemeister's right here.
Good old Hagemeister's.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, that breakfast spot right there, though, so good.
It is.
Creamery?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been there twice. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's legit that you can do that. But that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I was like, what are the ordinances? I don't want to get arrested.
I've never seen that in Green Bay. Have you?
I'm wondering.
I wonder if that's the reason.
I hope that's
why? Because when he was mayor, he would make sure he got a cut somehow.
Well, we can work that out.
That's so funny.
I think it would be nice
do
to
a
do
Google
that.
Search.
There would be two reasons to do that. One is, so people can put in, 5s, 10s, 20s, but hopefully somebody would walk by that would say, wow, throw in his business card or something.
Yeah,
or ask for yours.
That'd
would be
so
better,
cool. Yeah.
But this is an opportunity because we have people in here from, all over.
Yeah, it's so
Not
true.
Not that people in Green Bay.
And guys, don't hit on her because she's wearing a $10,000 diamond ring.
No.
She told me, you got to hear this story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell that. I said, wow, beautiful ring.
Yeah, he walked in and I was tuning my guitar and he was like, oh, beautiful ring. And I was like, thanks, it's fake. And, I found it at a thrift shop and I was like, it looks kind of like an engagement ring.
There you go.
But
to keep the drunk guys in bars away.
Keep
them
at bay. Keep them at bay.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have something else you want to play for us?
Yeah. We want to hear some more.
I could play a song that's out.
Okay, this has been a huge week in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes,
and
it
all
has.
Points around. And we want you to close out our week for us on one of the biggest weeks we've ever had in Green Bay.
That is so sweet.
You are awesome. Kaylin Cole, K-O-L-E. Look her up, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Do your thing.
Sounds good.
It's awesome having you here.
Oh, and I'll also be at Black Saddle at
Sunday.
3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday if y'all want to meet me in person.
All right.
We all will do that.
Sounds good.
You think you're the life of the party, got a cup of Bacardi, slowly making your rounds. Try to make something happen, get a drunk girl to dance with, so you can take her back to your house. Well, you think you're smooth, bending the truth, but there's so much that you lack. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Me heaven, all I'd get is a lesson, like a fire that will leave me burnt. Yeah, you think you got it all, can make any girl fall, but you're so wrong. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. 'Cause you leave me broken, wondering, wanting the answers I couldn't.
You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. Cause you'll leave me broken, wandering, wanting the answers I couldn't find here at the bar. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Oh, no, no. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No.
Wow.
That was called You Ain't Jack.
Okay, that was unbelievable. Sunday, Kaylin Cole, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump and former President Biden will both attend Pope Francis's funeral at the Vatican. Departing the White House, President Trump said there will also be other events on his agenda.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders. They want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
President said there have been talks with China, but Chinese officials call that fake news as the trade war continues. There's more scrutiny on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, whose press spokesman denies that he had the commercial app Signal on a computer in his Pentagon office. Sources tell ABC News that computer was connected to an unsecured commercial internet line without any firewall protection. Former Congressman George Santos will be sentenced today after pleading guilty to fraud charges. Prosecutors are seeking 7 years in prison. Santos's lawyers say he should serve 2 years. This is ABC News.